Let's, you know, it's always good to have everybody in at the start of training camp. So, you know, we saw the guys that weren't here last week, yesterday in the conditioning run and some of the testing that we did, as well as, you know, all of our meetings to get the process started. And, you know, following up on a good spring that we had, I feel like a lot of players worked really hard that are obviously in really good condition, that worked hard in this last month to really be ready to go for training camp. You know, we had a number of guys that were working through various injuries in the spring. Dr. Gill and Jim Whalen and their respective staffs have done an excellent job bringing those guys around. Looks like we're those players have made a lot of progress. But definitely getting close. So that's encouraging as well. And, you know, we'll get out there today and start trying to string some practices together. We're a little over a week, or 2 weeks rather. We're, you know, on the field against Philadelphia and whatever it is, 10 days or so, we'll, you know, start practicing against Eagles. So, treadmill's moving. We're going to jump on, start running, and it's going to be moving fast. We've got a lot of ground to cover. I know that I've already emphasized to the players how important it is that we keep up, not fall behind, but, you know, keep up. We've got a lot of work to do here in a short amount of time to get ready for, you know, our competitive practices and preseason games that are coming up. And, of course, you know, then the season's right behind it. So anxious to get started. You know, we're on a little bit different schedule here with the concert at the stadium for the next couple of days. But after we get the Monday night practice, then we'll kind of fall back into, you know, our normal afternoon type of practice routine. Okay.
Be outside today.
Yep.
Any consideration on going in?
No. It's hard to work in that bubble with 90 people. It's just, it's not really... Can't handle a group that size. Or just, you know, I mean, sometimes it is what it is, but we're not. No, it's not something we're looking to do.
Well, obviously, the goals are different for different people. But what are some of the overarching goals that you're looking for from this team for a few days ago?
Get off to a good start. Build on what we did in the spring. Add to it. First two practices are similar to our mini camp practices. Sunday we'll be able to get the pads on and work more in the running game and pass protection, things like that, things that involve more contact. But for these first 2 days, it'll be a continuation in the spring with building onto that.
Bill, when we saw you on Wednesday, you hadn't had the team report yet. Did you feel like you had to address the Aaron Hernandez situation quickly with them before, you know, getting camp started?
You know, there's always a lot of things you got to do at the beginning of camp, and this year is no different than any other year. It's bringing a lot of people together for a long process in camp. We have a lot of work to do, so there are always a lot of things to talk about at the beginning of camp just to get organized.
Was that one thing you felt like you had to get out of the way on the first day?
That we talked about a lot of things.
Hernandez obviously filled a lot of roles on the football field. Do you intend to what he did for the team, strictly with a tight end, or possibly a wide receiver?
We're starting training camp today, so we'll go out there and start evaluating our team and our players and see how it all comes together.
Is your plan right now to use Tebow exclusively at quarterback?
I think that we'll use Tim where we feel like he's best for the team, and I know that's what he's committed to doing as well, whatever that is.
You've only had him for two practices in the spring mini camp and 4 days this week, but what have you noticed just in terms of the way he's approached his work and immersed himself into the program?
He's got a great work ethic. Great.
Bill, good morning. What kind of identity do you want this team to form this season?
You know, right now our goal is really just today. Go out there, take what we put in last night, what we talked about this morning, go out there, execute it, start the base, start the process, start laying the foundation brick by brick, come back in this afternoon, make the corrections from what we did this morning, and move on and start preparing for tomorrow. So our long-term goals right now are say within the next 12 hours.
Bill, you've talked in the past about the second year being one of the most important years for players. As far as Chandler goes, Dante goes, Tavon Wilson, Nate Ebner, what steps do you expect them to make this year? And based on what you've seen in the spring, how hopeful are you that they can reach the goals that you have for them?
I mean, all those players have worked hard. I think the second year is an opportunity for a player to take all of these experiences in the first year, on the field, off the field, having a, in our case, a second year in the same system, and be able to build on that, know what to expect, know how different situations or things apply in various situations, what they're used for, just having a better overall knowledge of overall what we do, and specifically from play to play, what things are involved. So that's a great opportunity for them. That's where a lot of players, let's say almost all players, make a big jump. Whether that was reflected in their status on the field, that's another question. But just from a development as a football player, that second year is a big year. It's a great opportunity for them to take that first year knowledge that they don't have as a rookie and be able to apply it in their job now.
Bill, everyone's reestablishing themselves during camp, but you have some guys out there today that you didn't see during the spring. Do you feel like you have to focus in closer on them because you're getting new information?
I think it's really the same for everybody. I put myself in that category, too. I think we all have to get ourselves ready for the 2013 football season, regardless of what anybody did or didn't do in the past. Guys that worked in the spring, you know, have a base to build on, but they have to reestablish that individually and collectively with their teammates. We, you know, put 11 guys out there on the field. You know, we're all dependent on each other, so it's not just about one guy. It's about how they interact and perform with the group, communicate, and that's for all of us. Coaches got to get back to coaching. Players got to get back to playing. We all got to get back to working together, and it's a long process that starts today, really. So I wouldn't single anybody out as being any more or less special than anybody else. We're all in the same boat.
Training camp more of a continuation now than it ever has been from mini camp in June to getting ready for the season? Because it has to be.
Well, that's the way it's been for a while. It's been having mini camps for a long time. So, I don't know.
Some players who are working through some injuries this offseason, do you have any sort of timetable for when Gronkowski could be back?
Nope. We'll take, I can't predict what's going to happen with rehabilitations or injuries of any sort. Players work day to day. As we know, sometimes that's a steady line. Sometimes it's slow progress and then a big jump. Sometimes it's a jump and then it levels off. There's no way to predict what's exactly going to happen. We'll just take everybody day by day, see how they do, and treat them the next day based on what their performance and how they feel from the day before. And that'll be the same with everybody. There's nobody in any different category than that. They're all the same.
Bill, how much can specifically your younger players learn from this entire Aaron Hernandez ordeal in terms of how important it is to adhere to your Patriot way?
You know, I think all our players and our teams, I would think, going all the way back since I got here in 2000, you know, we all learned something every day from the experiences of that day. And I think that's just part of life. You know, we all go through things, we experience them, and we get an opportunity to learn from them. So there's opportunities every day. Try to make the best out of each single one that we have.
Bill, we have so much turnover among the people that caught passes for Tom Brady last season. How do you begin to process, and what kind of challenge is that to kind of replace all those guys with new guys who haven't played with Tom nearly as long?
Well, I mean, there's turnover on every team every year, so that's just the way it is in the National Football League. I don't think there's any reason to act like it's any different. There's turnover every year. Whatever positions there are, whatever players there are, every team has it. We have it this year. So does every other team in the league. So that's part of putting together a football team. Whatever the positions are, whatever the circumstances are, all 32 teams are going through the same thing.
Of your offense in terms of run, pass?
You go to training camp and you work on the things that you feel like you prioritize to work on. There are always adjustments to be made through the course of the season. As things become clear or as situations change, that's what putting a football team together is. That process doesn't change from year to year. The specifics of it may, but every team deals with a lot of changes on their team every single year. I always have, and I look at every other team in the league, they're all in the same boat. Nobody's returning 22 starters at every position in this league. It just doesn't exist. Yeah, I mean, again, I think every situation is different. Each player is different. Not everybody moves at the same rate. There are various circumstances that some players experience that other players don't for a variety of reasons. So I don't think there's any formula on that. Main thing is to keep improving. I know, like the players that have been in this system a long time and I've coached for a long time, guys that get better every single year, you know, guys like Brady and Wilfork, Mayo, Mankins, guys like that, going back to, you know, some of the other great players who were here, you know, Troy Brown, Bruschi, I mean, those guys got better at something every year because they worked on it, they emphasized it, and they made that part of their game a little bit better than it was prior, and that's why they were great players. So I think those opportunities are there for every player and every year. To there are things that we can all improve on and do better. That's a challenge for all of us. I put every single player and coach, for that matter, in that category. I wouldn't exclude anybody.
Alonzo Dennard's legal situation being what it is, what's his standing with the team right now?
We have 90 players out there that are our roster's at 90 players. We're full. They're all active. They'll all be participating.
So they'll be treated as if he normally would.
They'll all be participating. Okay. Thanks.